This is Bird Note. The harsh caws of American crows are one of the most familiar bird calls in North America. But a few crows in this flock sound like they've got stuffy noses. The birds aren't under the weather, of course. They're fish crows, a different species from the more widespread American crow. Fish crows are a little smaller than American crows. Otherwise, they look very similar. But their voices are distinctive. The American crow's hoarse caws. And the nasally calls of the fish crow. While they do love seafood, fish crows aren't limited to coastal areas. They're found in much of the eastern U.S., and the species seems to be spreading to new areas north and west to breed. In winter, fish crows join flocks of American crows looking for food in cities and landfills, where they'll sometimes squabble for a tasty morsel with a fellow scavenger like a raccoon or a gull. So, if you hear a bird in your neighborhood that sounds like it could use some cold medicine, keep an eye out for fish crows. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Support for Bird Note is provided by Jim and Birta Falconer from Seattle, Washington, and generous listeners around the world.
Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you?
Yes, we do have a treat for you today. I am Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, streaming worldwide at cjsf.ca. Today is the first day of March. It's the beginning of International Women's Month. Next week is going to be the special International Women's Day, but we're going to give you a preview to that because I'm going to share with you the Government of Canada's theme for International Women's Day. It is Invest in Women, Accelerate Progress. It's a call to action and a reminder that gender equality is one of the most effective ways to build healthier, more prosperous, and more inclusive communities. We all have a role to play in building a future where everyone can reach their full potential. We all have a role to play in building a future where everyone can reach their full potential. It's time to act because women's success is everyone's success. We are going to get involved today with something else that is special to Vancouver, and that is the Coastal First Nations Dance Festival. We have guests here that I'm going to have introduce themselves to you momentarily. The 2024 Coastal First Nations Dance Festival runs from today, the 1st to the 3rd of March, and during that time, all events are going to be held at the Anvil Center, and the venue is located on 777 Columbia Street, right here in New Westminster. So without further ado, I'm going to take you into our special guest today so you can hear about the wonderful dances and celebrations and information that will be exchanged as part of the 2024 Coastal First Nations Dance Festival. Well, as I promised, we are getting started with meeting three women from the Coastal Dance Festival, starting with Karina. First of all, welcome to Saluau. This is Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon, where a guest and I speak up about different topics where you can listen up and take action on them. So we really would like to have people understand that two things, this is on the first, there's the cultural festival is starting here, and on the first is the start of International Women's month, you'll hear a lot about International Women's Day. Different states, different cities have their own thrust and theme, but our theme, Canada's theme, is supporting women and acknowledging the role that women have played throughout history. And we know within Canada, Indigenous women, sometimes in the history of Canada, have not been portrayed, have not been given the depth of information. So today, in talking about the cultural festival, maybe you can highlight some of the ways in which the festival does that.
So you'd like me to introduce myself?
Yes.
Okay. Gila Kastochla Nuga Kamenawadzi Piwi Khalasum Khan Gaitlin Lach Namris Lawitz is Quikosut Inuch Glo Glukwagyuk Quakukwakwin Nimukmin Hunukwi Adidi My Kochla Sumchae. Nowlok Healing Society. My name is Pee-wee Alfred, Great Throwing Power. I come from Alert Bay, Turner Island, Fort Rupert, and Guilford Island. I am Kwakukiwok. I have one son, his name is Michael, and I used to teach at the school for 25 years, and I recently started teaching for or being a manager at the Nawalok Healing Society. And my position is to train the teacher. So I'm teaching people how to be language teachers and in an immersion setting. Would you like to hear about the dance group, or would you like everyone to introduce themselves first?
Yes, everyone introduce themselves first, but what is your specific role with the festival?
My specific role is I am the manager of the Yisyitwinuch dancers, and we all come from different tribes within the Kwakukiwok. There's 18 tribes.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm the manager of the dance group and formed the group maybe 10 years ago.
That's awesome. We were talking about management and having a purpose, so it sounds like you're overflowing, but being able to successfully bring something together like this conference and this cultural celebration. Okay, Guna, welcome. Welcome to CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby.
My Thinking name is Guna, and that translates to the natural spring water melting down the mountain in the spring. My English name is Megan Jensen, and I am participating in this right now for representing my mother, Marilyn Jensen, who is the dance group leader of Dakakwan Dancers. So I'm a longstanding member of Dakakwan, and I've been dancing in that group for over a decade. And on top of that, I'm a visual artist, a full-time visual artist and workshop facilitator. So I kind of live and breathe purpose in every area of my life every day. So
that's wonderful. We're going to ask you more about your role and what people will be seeing when they come to the festival starting on Monday. Not Monday, starting on Friday. Sunafula?
Hatsquail Tanoya, Sunafula Viansna, Tanat Chantla, Sahan Okomeo, A Wanaksin Squalowin, A Yuan Hatlin Squalowin, Teetseets. Hi, everybody. I'm Kanakwila Weiss. I'm from the Squamish Nation. I was just introducing myself to you in our Squamish Nation, our Squamish language. And I'm never really thought of our role, so I guess I'm kind of our leader of our, is a kind of just a smaller dance group. It's made up of our four generations. So I've got my grandmother, Kaltsia, Barbara Weiss, and I've got my mom, Toitsanat Cease Weiss, and then I've got my three daughters and myself. And so it started off just my mom and I wanted to share protocol and language and songs together. And then through the years, my grandma had been quite sick with breast cancer, so she wasn't always able to come out and share with us. But luckily, her health has been improving, and we just practice our culture and language and plant medicines to help lift our spirits and have our four generations come together. So it's really special. My grandma can't speak our language after residential school. It's too hard on her. But for her to see her grandchildren and great-grandchildren sharing our language and culture, it just means the world to her.
That's wonderful. That's very, it's so important. What are some of the differences that you see when people down through generations are able to share a culture rather than just reading or hearing about some things that may have been great about this individual or the other individual?
I think for us, just, having, like, I think my children don't even know the impacts. Like, they might know or be somewhat aware of residential school impacts, but just for them to not know that pain of not being allowed to say their name in our language or not know that firsthand experience of the things that our families had to go through, but for them to be able to share about our language and our culture and our different teachings about the, our relationship to the our territory is just really special. And for my grandma to get to witness and be part of sharing what her teachings are of our family and our culture is really special.
But it's really special what you're sharing today and what you'll be sharing across the weekend, because we have a statement from the government to honor women, to know the history, to support them. But without having that history well known, or having events like this dance where people can see it, not just hear about it, is very important. Could either of you share a little bit about the history of this cultural festival?
I guess I could share that my mom and I have started maybe around 10 or 15 years ago, but over the years, the Coastal Dance Festival has been many years ago out at the Museum of Anthropology at UBC and their main hall. And I know that that's been under construction. So it must have been about five or roughly somewhere around those years that it's been held now at the Anvil Center in New Westminster. So just seeing that it's a really great venue to have matinee shows during the day and then ticketed events in the evening and throughout the weekend, to see that the organizers, the dancers of Demala Hamid, have been really amazing powerhouse kind of community members to bring in local Indigenous nations from the area, as well as reaching out to many urban Indigenous people who live nearby, and then even bring people internationally to be a part of this festival to share their dances and songs, if anyone else wants to add as well.
Yeah, about probably the same time that we used to go to the Museum of Anthropology and share our culture along with other dance groups. And that was when we were still the Gwatwina dancers. I was part of a different dance group back then. And I just always really loved attending these big dance, I'm going to call it a dance gig, sharing culture with one another. Because we don't know other cultures, right? We're like here in Alert Bay, we don't get exposed to other cultures. So it's just really awesome to come together and share with one another, share our culture with one another. And that's why I love this Coastal First Nations Festival, because we get to learn what each other's cultures and history is, right?
And when people come, can you kind of walk through from Friday? It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It ends on Sunday. Yes, yeah, so when your groups perform, and just kind of a walkthrough. If a person comes, what's the overview of what they'll see and ways that they can get involved? I know the Anvil Center is a really beautiful place, but how will people feel immersed in culture and the joy of this event?
Go ahead, Megan.
She's looking. You're looking like, okay, somebody else. Come on, Megan.
You saw me take off my mute for a second. Yes. I just wanted to, before I can answer your question too, but I just wanted to say as well that as Indigenous dancers and this idea of performing, you know, there's what we do and our ceremonies and the way we conduct ourselves and going through our own business and our potlatches and our own home communities. And then there's what we do for the public. And there's at times where it feels very performing-like. And what I mean by that is that we're that it feels far away and distant from doing our community-based work. But what is so beautiful about the Coastal Festival is that it merges so beautifully this space of where there's an audience and it's super welcoming for people that could be traveling from all over the world, but it also has community members. And they've also created a space that's been so well thought out, and it does have those protocol pieces and it has that piece of respect. So that it doesn't feel like a spectacle. So I guess what I mean is that there's times in very like touristy spaces as performers where it feels like a spectacle. And it's so much more than that, because we're performing, we're putting on a show, but we're also telling you a story and we're showing you who we are. We're really showing you so much about us, and it's sacred. So the dancers of Don Muhammad, the people that host this event, they do such a wonderful job to make all that, bring all these pieces together. And you're going to experience that. And you're going to know that this is authentic. And you know that you're going to bear witness to all of these stories and witness an extensive amount of history that's also being brought to the present, being celebrated now. And so when you come to this festival, I think it starts on the day on Friday. So there's day performances and there's evening performances. And the evening performances, in a sense, they're both theatrical, the day performances and the evening performances. But at night, it's in the theater of the Anvil Center upstairs. And it has a bit more of a theatrical element to it. And then, but there's also performances happening in the daytime. So you can expect walking into a space and really being blown away by the amount of diversity of nations and representations that you will see. You'll hear and feel these drum beats from different nations, and you'll feel it at your core, and it'll move you, it'll inspire you, and it empowers us as Indigenous people. And I think I think the Coastal Festival is a really phenomenal example of a way for other people to be welcomed in, other by just like non-Indigenous people that want to learn more or want to experience our culture in a way where they know they're not being offensive, or, you know, all these different fears that sometimes happen for people when they haven't experienced Indigenous culture much yet. It's a perfect opportunity for that, for cross-cultural understanding, and for having these wonderful kind of discussions that we're having now. So I'll stop there. In a nutshell.
So you've been here other years. Do you find that there are people that you recognize who've come before, or does it seem like there's a new energy of wanting to come and be immersed rather than wanting to come to be entertained?
Ask me that?
Yes. Well, anybody could jump in.
Ask that again?
Well, you know, you talked about how much people get involved, but I was asking, do you sense from year to year that there's some people who repeat or some people who really want to not be entertained as much as involved, engaged, as you mentioned?
Do I ever experience people that are expecting more of a spectacle versus sharing?
Well, I mean, are you feeling from last year or previous years to now that there are people who more want to get in, involved rather than just see a show.
Oh, yeah. I think by involved, do you mean dancing or just like engaging in any way?
Engaging in any way.
Oh, yeah. I think this festival continues to build that kind of community. I've seen so much participation. I think that there was a bit of a shift when MOA started renovating the Museum of Anthropology. So there's a bit of a shift there because there's this kind of routine and system at the Museum of Anthropology. But this is really a long-standing festival, very long-standing festival. And in the eyes of us as dancers, like, it's one of our favorite festivals to dance at. It's one of the most exciting. And, you know, we've danced internationally. We've danced in many different places. And Coastal Festival is one of the best due to that respect, due to that energy.
Sunafula, how about you? What do you find in the engagement with people for your presentations?
Yeah, absolutely. We in the past have done some years where it would be kind of like during the matinees, we're focused kind of more on inviting school groups, so school age children to come kind of experience firsthand our culture sharing through dance. And so with just our involvement over the years, we usually do ours during the daytime, and we always find it so welcoming. And even like for my own group, like my grandma is a storyteller and she shares her knowledge, but she's not as confident in feeling like sharing our language or singing or dancing in many ways. But for her to come and feel so welcomed and feel really honored and respected to come and join our family on the stage to share about our culture and who we are is just, it's really been such a meaningful thing every single year for us to come back and just feel it's almost just like, even though it's once a year, it still has this kind of familial sense that when we walk in, even through the backstages of seeing all the other dance groups getting ready and preparing themselves and us just getting ourselves organized and ready to go up. And it just has both from the organizers and all the other dance groups who are sharing, as well as the audience of just being really like last year, my daughter was my youngest was only 4 weeks old. So I had her in a little tiny